Hey friends, welcome to Pray Today. And today we are still in Hebrews and will be here for another week or so. And in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, there's this section of the Bible that's commonly known as the Hall of Faith, kind of like the Hall of Fame, lists a bunch of people who were huge in this thing we call faith. And the 11th chapter, first verse says, "Now faith is confidence." Everybody say confidence. "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance," say assurance. "Assurance about what we do not see." Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. So let's talk about that confidence part, confidence in what we hope for. So those prayer requests that we have, we are to have confidence in. And then it really shifts gears here, assurance about what we do not see. So that talks more about the level of faith of who God is. So as we go through these following verses, he begins to list people who were credited as righteous because of their faith. He talks about in verse 7, he talks about Noah, and he talks about in faith Noah obeyed what God told him to do in building the ark. In verse 8, he brings up Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation, and he talks about his obedience in leaving a foreign land. So those are both examples of faith, not just believing something will happen, but faith in what God's plan is. So going back to that verse in 11:1, faith is confident in what we hope for, an assurance about what we do not see. Noah nor Abraham could either one see the future in what God told them they needed to do and what the result of that would be. So they had faith that God would take care of them and fulfill his promises to them. And then in verse 11, it talks about Sarah. This is Abraham's wife, and we know by reading the scriptures that she doubted at first when God said that she would have a child in her old age. But he considered her in Hebrews 11:11. He considered her faithful. So she did have doubts at first, but here's the key, and this is something I want you to hear today. She got there. She got there. Even when she doubted at first, she got there. And then we move on to Moses, and he struggled at first too. Remember when God called him to go rescue the Jewish people from slavery in Egypt, he tried to get out of it, but he got there. Now, if we would flip over to the New Testament to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we get a list of spiritual gifts that God, through his Holy Spirit, gives each believer. It makes it very clear he doesn't give every believer every gift, and that he ordains or he chooses what spiritual gifts we get. Well, one of the spiritual gifts that's listed there is the spiritual gift of faith. And there are people who have this spiritual gift of faith, that they have faith that God is going to do big things, and they don't struggle with doubt, and they have great faith in who God is, and that the promises he has already made are going to come to fruition. So there are people, and don't beat yourself up if you're not one of these. If you have prayed for great faith, then if God wants to give it to you, he's going to give it to you. But for most of us, we don't naturally or have the gift of great faith. And so we have to work at it. And so don't feel guilty about that. But it's important that we look back at this verse. We need confidence in what we hope for. Those things that we need, as long as our motivation is correct, our heart is correct in it, we need to have confidence that God will pull through, and assurance about what we don't see. Assurance that God is who he says he is. He does what he says he's going to do, and that he has a plan for our lives. So let's pray about God increasing our faith today. Father, thank you so much that you give us your word, and you give us this verse in Hebrews about how we are to be confident in you and your promises, assurance in who you are, in your existence, even your existence, Lord. that we are to have assurance that you are God, you are the one true God, and you have a plan for our lives. Lord, the people who are listening today, whether they're children, adults, or people who are elderly who are looking at the sunset of their lives, Lord, may we remember today that you want us to be faithful, full of faith. Faith in your promises, faith in the fact that even if we are walking through a desert in our lives, Lord, that you are going to be right there walking with us, and you will help us to drink from your water, your Holy Spirit, and what you have to sustain us even in the midst of challenges and desert experiences, Lord. We believe and we have confidence in what we hope for. Would you correct our hearts in areas where we have desires that don't line up with your will? May our will line up with yours, and may we continue to be assured about those things we can't yet see. God, increase our faith. We love you and we praise you today. In Jesus' name, amen.